All right, Wednesday's injury report. Eddie Royal, ankle, did not participate. Shay McClellan, knee, did not participate. Terrence Mitchell, hamstring, did not participate. Antrell Roll, ankle, did not participate. Josh Bellamy, groin, limited. Alshon Jeffrey, hamstring, limited. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder, limited. He did pass his concussion protocol. Patrick Omame, ankle, limited. Eagle Ferguson, knee, limited. Jeremiah Ratliff, ankle, limited. Will Sutton, elbow, limited. Pernell McPhee, shoulder, limited. Any questions?
John, last couple of weeks, what have you seen from Kyle Fuller? He seemed to have a bad start to the year.
Yeah, I think, again, you have to focus every week in this league, especially at that position. You're out on an island so much, and, you're dealing with some pretty incredible athletes at the wide receiver position. But I think, just really technique-wise, he's kind of honed in better. I think he's working a little bit harder at perfecting those skills in practice, and I think it's carried over to the game.
What would you say is Vic Fangio's greatest strength as a coach?
I just think his knowledge of the game. He's done it for a while. It relates to players well, even though all of us get a little bit older. He's just a good coach, puts guys in positions where they can have success, and I think that's all any player's looking for.
Can you sense that Tracy Porter has lifted the secondary the last couple of weeks, and if so, what do you think he's brought?
I don't know how to quite answer that, but I think, he's helped the group because he's performed well. I think he does bring some experience to that room. We are fairly young, really, kind of in a lot of spots. But I think above all, I think he's performed well.
How surprised are you that the Lions are winless at this point right now?
I think they've had their ups and downs. A lot of it's turning the ball over. You look at that, and the teams at the top typically have good records, and the teams at the bottom typically don't. But, we don't look at so much records. It's a division rival. Records kind of go out the window whenever you play a division rival, in my experience. And, we look at the tape. We don't look at the record.
What do you see out of Matt Stafford right now?
I think a guy that's, very talented. He's got a lot of ability. I think you turn on tape from a year ago, which we do breakdown in our breakdowns. For whatever reason, they've kind of struggled and no different than with the quarterback.
And you have a bye for this week. Does that impact the decision on Alshon, especially considering how long some of these injuries have taken, that maybe he might?
Not really. Like I said before, I think somebody asked me about altitude in the past. I think people have asked me about the weather in the past. The same answer on the bye. If they're healthy, they play. If they're not, they won't.
Are you feeling that much better about his availability for this game relative to previous weeks?
Not really. I watch him work out, listen to our trainers, listen to the doctors, and like I said, when they deem them healthy to play football, then they play football.
John, the comparison to the tape, whatever homework you did last spring, putting your roster together, your tape on Jay, What differences do you see in the way he's playing this year? How would you evaluate that?
I can't speak so much to last year. I look at it on tape, but, it's like watching robots move around. You don't really know the emotion. You don't know, some of the dynamics involved in the performance. I can just tell you that he's, attacked it as far as learning what we're trying to teach and what we're trying to execute. And that's all you can ask of any player.
Did Grasso play well enough Sunday to remain the starter even if Amani gets back healthy?
As I mentioned before, we'll kind of, all these take on a different personality. This week's opponent's different than last week's opponent. And, we'll evaluate matchups across the line, whether it's at the center position, the safety position. And then we'll prepare, go through the week, look at practice, and then we'll pick the lineup right before the kickoff.
What jumped out at you, by the way, if you played?
I thought his composure, the way he conducted himself wasn't too big for him. He is a young player, but I thought he handled it like a vet.
John, is there any challenge to preparing for a team that is winless, that is having so many struggles? You don't want your guys to necessarily get overconfident, but you want them to have that swagger you talked about?
Yeah, not really. Like I said, we don't look at records. Believe it or not, I can't really tell you the record of you know, the people behind us, you know, we look at the tape, you know, and there's a lot to look at. We look at it all week. A lot of time and effort goes into it. You know, but they're very capable, like all NFL teams. There are no cupcakes, regardless of records in this league.
John, where specifically do you want to see growth from Jeremy Langford as he goes forward?
You know, just get better in his performance, you know, whether it be on fourth down, whether it be on offense. Not that he's been poor by any stretch, but, you know, that's what I expect out of, you know, everybody in that locker room.
John, what does the tape of Calvin Johnson show you? I know he's been a dominant receiver in the past, but what about the way he's been used? It seems like he's gotten off to a slow start.
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned before, you know, they struggle. They'd be the first to tell you, you know. But, you know, I know what the guy's capable of, and, you know, once it clicks, it's pretty impressive. And I've seen him click before. I've seen that team click before. So, you know, we're preparing for what I consider a very talented Detroit Lion football team.